back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are surrounded by royalty in the Ville today. I even dressed up today, Don Mulder. You know, we're gonna have an event like this. Two Baltimore County executives for the second time in history here on the program. Don Mulder, of course, riding shotgun. We're at State Fair. I've already had the Eggs Benedict here this morning. Don's gonna have some chicken and waffles. Ted's gonna have some lunch as well. The great Ted Venatoulis, you know, you and I are neighbors downtown,
yeah,
right?
We are.
And we could have done this downtown. We came out to the Ville, and I know you guys are fast and famous friends. There's a lot of relationships.
I'll actually tell the story where I met Ted, but this has to be one of the classic "Where Are They Now" stories. We start by thanking our sponsors at State Fair, Fadley's, Center Maryland, and our newest sponsor, Jeff Moeller and Moeller and Gary Realtors. A little family pressure there, but give Jeff a call.
That's terrific.
410-746-1547. It's time to buy or sell. Ted and I go way back.
Can I tell how I met Ted?
He's an icon.
So
which one of you?
It's amazing that I'm doing political anything with you. Well, in my mind, you were going to buy the Sun 15 years ago and make me the publisher. That's what you were going to do, or at least the sports editor. So there was
either
that.
You or David Simon. I'm not sure which one.
Simon and I could roll together. We'd fix everything about Baltimore. Okay. But when I was a little boy, my dad was politically active. So my dad was born in 1919 in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and he walked soup lines. He always hated Herbert Hoover. Talked about FDR and Kennedy, a man who was born of that era. And in the early 70s, my dad was politically active, and a man named John Coulihan.
Ham. State senator.
The Lion of Hail Fuller. So he got me got my parents custody of me, so he became a family friend, and we campaigned for him, and we campaigned against you. So I stood in front of Colgate Elementary as an 8-year-old boy saying, "Don't vote for Ted Venatoulis. Oh, you gotta vote for John Coulihan."
That is good.
So all these years later,
we beat the hell out of you, John Coulihan. That's right. Coulihan was one of the elected officials. Well, a lot of them. The old guard was not with me at the time.
Well, I just want to let you know, the first time I heard your name was campaigning against you, and it's an honor all these years later to have you fit and fiddle and a spokesperson for all things good about our world.
Well, we're talking way too much, but we are going to talk about how we both got to know Ted. I was actually knocking on doors for Ted down in Lansdowne because I was teaching there.
What year?
1974. And we had a forum. Bev Hickman, who was a social studies teacher, and I sponsored a forum for county executive candidates. And you have to understand, now we joke, as Ted knows, and those of you watching on Facebook, you'll understand this. We all, former county executives, and they're only, including county executive Johnny O, there are only 14 of us.
Right.
So those pictures hang in the wall, right. Good, bad, and the ugly. And we always kid Ted whenever he comes in. He's the only one to this day, some 40 or 50 years after he was county executive, who looks like his picture could have been taken yesterday.
Kevin, you should say that all the
time. We don't understand it.
Do you have any secret to Fountain of Youth, Ted Venatoulis?
No, I have a wonderful wife, great kids. You know, I enjoy my life. I've been able to do a lot of things, maybe in kind of a Renaissance style. I write, I teach,
Ted, before we get into all the campaigns,
been a publisher.
And we're going to talk about all of that. It's going to be a great "Where Are They Now" segment. But you and I were joking before we came on, your love affair with Baltimore. And really with politics, begins many moons ago in Patterson Park. And you're a Baltimore boy.
Absolutely. I was the first county executive to be born and raised in Baltimore and then became county executive. First one.
So tell us a little bit about, we have this belief, we go to it every time on Baltimore Positive, that who folks are today really is a reflection of where they began. Talk to us about growing up in Patterson Park, what you learned from your parents, what it was like. You were a big Red Shield Boys Club guy. Talk to us a little bit about growing up over there in that era.
Well, that was just a wonderful place to grow up. I mean, grew up in Highland Town. Off Eastern Avenue. And
was it called Greektown then?
It was called Greektown. We were a little further down. We lived at Oldham Street, which was Greektown.
Sure.
And then we moved down to Elwood Avenue, which was right by across from Patterson Park. But I grew up at the Red Shield Boys Club. That's really where I grew up. It was run by the Salvation Army. You paid 10 cents and you were a member. I mean, 10 cents, you know.
Why have I never heard of this? When did this stop?
I don't know, because they closed it down, I don't know, 15 years ago or something, but it was a powerhouse. We had ball players, the Benzings were there. Yeah. Al Kaline, remember Al?
Sure, Southern High School.
Southern
batting
High School.
Just a Hall of Famer, that's all.
Yeah, that's right. We played against him. He was rough. But we had a powerhouse. We always made the Mid-Atlantics in softball, basketball. We were big. And football. In fact, I coached the 10, 12-year-old team. It's Twaterwitz, who was the athletic director.
Well, the field was named after
Twaterwitz yeah. Field.
And that's exactly right. And I think they lived out here in the West Side. But he was a real mentor. And he got the older guys who were leaders in the athletics, and I was usually always captain of the team, to coach the younger ones. I coached the 10-12 football team, and we became national champions. We played in the Pee Wee League.
Wow.
At the stadium.
Nice.
We won 6-0.
So, Ted, you played baseball.
Right.
You were a point guard in basketball.
Right.
And then you also played football?
Football, absolutely. I was the quarterback. We didn't pass a lot then. We handed off or ran the ball. We didn't have a split tee. We used the old unbalanced single wing. You
leather
guys
helmets.
Don't remember that. Well, you kidding? I still have that helmet, that leather helmet. It was great. It was leather helmet. Man, we had to change helmets.
I wasn't
helmets.
Being serious, but you
no,
are.
But, oh, absolutely. And we changed
no
helmets.
No face mask back then?
No, we changed helmets when we came in. Whoever went out had to give their helmet to the other guy who
you
came in.
You mentioned the Benzings. Jack Benzing, who, God bless his soul, passed away.
A wonderful guy.
Long-time legendary. Catonsville figure, owned a restaurant down the street. Jack went on to become really one of the greatest athletes ever at Loyola College.
No question. He was phenomenal then. He was our softball pitcher. He threw a windmill. I don't know if it still exists.
You were his catcher, right?
I was his catcher. And we really had a lot of fun. But he was also a great basketball player. His brothers, Bobby, and I think there was another
one. Was there a Jerry?
There was a Jerry. They were all real.
Right.
His father coached the teams at times. He was the milkman for the neighborhood. My dad worked at the point, at Spanish Point, 17 years
so
as,
did my
as
dad.
A janitor.
There you go.
Well, that's where we grew up. That's why the point is such an icon to us and why we've helped them get what they needed, as you know, as Kevin and yourself did. But it was a wonderful place. I mean, I was there every I'd get out of school. I'd do a little bit of homework, dash up to the league, and we had a basketball court, by the way, that was no bigger than this. I mean, we knew how to play that court. Some guy would come dribbling down the day, going for a layup. We'd touch his elbow, and he'd go into the radiators, which were there. It was ugly, but we knew how to play that little court, and
kept you busy, kept you out of trouble.
Absolutely,
Ted.
And it was a remarkable institution for the whole area. And any of the kids that went there never got into trouble because we were all kept. They had pool hall, they had tennis, they had ping pong. It was great.
Now it was Baltimore.
Yeah, you're crazy, man. I'm a sports guy 30 years. First of all, I didn't know how much you like sports, and we are 5 minutes into this thing, and all we've talked about is
sports
in your life.
That was our life growing up. That's what kept us out off the streets.
I'll
tell you, by the way,
go ahead.
Remember Chuck, what was it, Edelson, the referee?
Okay.
He refereed all of our
Charlie
games.
Ekman.
Charlie Ekman.
Oh, okay.
Charlie Ekman. He was crazy.
The coach.
Yeah, and he was became the coach. But he used to call a foul on you, and he'd leap in the air and said, "You did it." What?
Do you remember?
For
those of you listening in your car and not watching on Facebook, we are with former Baltimore County Executive Ted Venatulis. He's involved in all kinds of things. We're now talking about growing up in Patterson Park, and he just invoked Charlie Ekman. Do you remember one of Ekman's greatest moments? Remember when Dean Smith, University of North Carolina, used to run the four corners before the shot clock?
Ekman brought the stool out.
And Charlie bought a chair out. And just sat.
Oh, no kidding.
And he said, "Dean, when you're ready to start playing,
I'll start refereeing.
Good for him.
And you can go to sleep on them chairs."
One of the great things.
Good
Ted, looking back, though, I'm as you're talking and how important Red Shield was, I'm trying to think. This is what year? This is back in
It had
40s?
To be the 50s,
early
I think.
50s?
Yeah, early
so
50s, somewhere
when you're playing sports
50s.
At that time, is it segregated? in Baltimore City,
yes.
Or is it integrated?
No,
at all?
No. It was segregated. We used to play a team from the city that was all black, and that's how it was.
That's the way
at
it
that
was.
Time.
Well, I mean, you've lived your life all these years later believing that's wrong.
Absolutely.
At what point does it occur to you that it's wrong and that Ted Venatoulis needs to run for public office and spend his whole life trying to say that what my parents taught me, what the neighborhood taught me, was not the way that we should live?
Because
change is the hardest thing in the world. It's what we're trying to get through right now.
I don't think it really hit me till I was elected and had the responsibility, because the rest was just kind of growing up. I was drafted. They drafted you at the time. I went into the CIA, the Counterintelligence Corps. We were taught over at Fort Halliburton, so I kind of remained in town then. Had a great military life because I played ball all the time. And they really liked their athletes, and we kept winning. In fact, whenever the season was over, whoever won the tournaments would pick three people to go with them. I was always picked as one of the players for the winner of the league, because sports was a big thing for us. I mean, it's what our
was it a big thing for your mom and dad?
Well,
what was it like growing up in a Venatoulis household?
My mom could care less about, as long as we were off the street and did our chores around the house. My dad came to every game. He would sit there. He did not speak good English.
Were they first generation, Ted?
They were first generation. And
sports did not come natural other than like soccer if you're from Greece, right?
Right, but I didn't play soccer. We played football. But soccer was a big East Baltimore.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I mean, a big East Baltimore.
But your dad came to all the games.
Came to the games, and I remember here's how I started catching. The catcher's mask got broke, and the ball went through and hit our catcher in the head. The masks at that time were not what they are today. And they put me in to catch.
Because you had courage.
Whatever it was.
The mask
I was
is
expendable.
Right?
My dad.
Go catch.
You're right. My dad went wacky, and not wacky. He went out and bought a mask for the team because he wanted his son to have a mask. Now, we didn't have
he
any money.
He thought his son having not a broken nose every other game was a good thing.
We didn't have any money. And, you know, buying $5 for a mask was big. But he went out and did it.
Did he go down to Conklin Street where that the
sporting
goods store was? Sporting
goods stores. Wasn't a Lou's. What, Lou?
Come on, man.
Yeah, last name.
What is
his last name?
He also had a downtown location.
Oh, yeah, well, that was the only place we went to. And we went to the Patterson movie. And the old Grand movie on Highland.
Did you go to the candy store on the other side of Conklin?
Absolutely. On the other side of, and we went
did you get little tavern burgers?
Yes, of course. So you
come on, man.
And
you
wow,
did you go to Stella's, Epstein's?
Oh, yeah, for all our clothes.
Oh, we got that cake.
A little warm-up.
Oh,
a little treat as we go.
It's great. I won't be able
to talk. Evan, over here at State Fair, is tired of seeing the Fadley's crab cakes be the only crab cake. So Evan said, I make a crab cake, too. It's not what, you know, what Miss Nancy does.
Right, we're going to put some lemon juice on it.
I like this.
Look at this. Absolutely.
It's terrific.
Tell me about the language in the Venatoulis household growing up. Do you speak Greek?
Yes.
Or did you speak
they
English?
Spoke Greek.
What was going on there?
My parents insisted that we learn Greek. We had a Greek teacher that came to the house. It didn't stick with me, but it was at that time, you try to hide your ethnicity. You wanted to blend in.
To melt in.
That's exactly right. Later on, you realize, boy, we got to grab onto this ethnicity. But early on in that era, it was not easy.
It's
but
hard for your family, though. Your family came like off the boat, legitimately, right?
Absolutely, they came
to Baltimore.
Right
first?
On that scene in the Barry Levinson
to
movie,
Avalon,
where they get off that boat.
I told Barry Levinson last year he made me cry because
no kidding.
I've never watched Avalon again because it upset me so much.
Yeah,
it just upset me for my father. You know, it's about my dad too. You
they
know,
came to Weirton, Ohio, for some reason.
Best Baltimore movie ever made.
Went through, yeah, it is.
I agree.
Went through Ellis Island. We went back there and found their roots. Then came down to Baltimore. They got married in the old country. My mom was very, very young.
What part of Greece were they from?
They were from Rhodes.
Okay.
The island of Lachania, the town of Lachania, which is outside of the city of Rhodes. Beautiful. We've gone a number of times, visited my dad's relatives, some of whom were still alive, and my mom's relatives. We actually have property there, but they never let you get it. they want to keep it. The Greeks who are
there.
You're
not going to live in it.
Right, right. Saying they're squatters' rights, people have moved in. But that's the way
so you have country, you right? have, it's so fascinating, Ted, these connections. You have this true American immigrant story.
No question.
And
no question.
You have been so vocal in your life about the importance of immigration and that America truly being this beacon at the Statue of Liberty. What part of your mom and dad being first generation contribute to that passion? I mean, you're so passionate about it.
Well, because they've had an opportunity they never would have had they stayed in the old country. It's just what they always called the old country, because it just wasn't there. And they had to escape the poverty that was there, and they came here, took a shot, as millions of immigrants did. That's why today when I see what this administration is trying to do, it pains you. They no idea what this country
is. It's not American to me.
Oh, absolutely.
My father came here from Venezuela in the 1960s.
There you are.
And I've lived a dream because of my father's. My father came here.
My folks didn't.
And worked at Pantry Pride, bagging boxes. I mean, literally, you know?
They had one objective, to get their oldest kid, me, to get to college. That's what they were after. And they worked to do that and save their pennies and monies. My dad and mom bought a restaurant in Highland Town, right across from the old Crown Cork and Seal, which was real busy during the wartime. They had three shifts. And they made some money. And, of course, what they normally did, they moved out to the county and made sure their kid went to college.
When did you go to the county?
I remember I had to commute to coach the team. It had to be in the 50s.
The county 50s. In the 50s, like no beltway, right? Like they're totally,
no, there was
like,
no,
it's
no
a
belt.
Farm.
No,
like,
they were, but they were building the beltway at the time. They were also building the Kennedy Express. What was that? Because they called it the Kennedy Expressway.
Well, it was 995.
So it had to be in the 60s. 95.
Yeah, it was 95.
It had to be.
The toll road, as my parents said.
Right, the toll road.
My parents
exactly
still took
right.
Route 40
the toll
up
road.
To Newark, Delaware.
That's
they
exactly
paid a toll.
Right. F-40 was the big.
Paying 50 cents to get on the highway?
Right. Are you kidding?
It's not a freeway if you got to pay for it.
But anyhow, that's.
Did you feel as a little kid any discrimination?
Yeah.
Did you feel like, geez, I'm in school with all these other kids who are quote-unquote American, and my mom and dad speak broken English. Talk about that experience.
Well, it wasn't. I don't know that it was discrimination, because I was a pretty good athlete, and athletes were kind of, you know.
Cut across.
Okay, yeah,
right.
Yeah, but I could tell it with my folks when we went into different environments. But I ended up going to a school called 49. I don't know if you remember that. That was an accelerated school where you did 3 years in two, right down off across from the symphony. They had an old building there. And that place, that's where guys like Zelig Robinson, Buzzy Hettleman, David Schultz, a whole group of some of the more prominent Mark Joseph leaders of our society.
These are legendary.
These are legendary, and all we came close again during the Schaefer years with the Schaefer administration. But that was a school of great intellect. And so you skipped a year, and then I went to Patterson Park. So I didn't feel it then, because, first of all, that school was heavily Jewish, and, you know, they were in our league, you know, in terms of ethnicity, if anyone was going to discriminate or anything. But we grew up close to Little Italy, Highland Town, and, in fact, that's how I got close to the D'Alessandros. And Nancy, we're going to
tell that story in the next segment. There's a little bit of history there with you and the Speaker of the House.
There it is. But anyhow, it was. I can't be critical of that life. It was terrific, and I'm sure you found the same thing, Nestor.
Ted Venatoulis is here, former Baltimore County Executive, along with Don Mohler, former Baltimore County Executive. We're going to step out, and we're gonna eat these crab cakes.
We're going to sample these crab cakes.
Let's do it.
We're underneath Dave Grohl. We're underneath Snoop Dogg. We got Stevie Wonder over here. And,
this is a great place.
Gwen Stefani over here. We're in Catonsville. We're at State Fair. We're going to be back at Fadley's next week. Mayor candidate Sheila Dixon will be joining us. Frank Kelly will be joining us. We are putting together a very special event on April the 14th from 11 to 1. Please hold that on your calendar. It's the one-year anniversary.
We are going to bring together. We don't have all the details, but let's tease it a little bit. I think if you care about the early vote, which is coming up on April 16th, you may want to hear from the mayoral candidates around April 14th.
April 14th, 11-1. Hold that, and hold on. We're going to come back for more. We're going to have some crab cakes here. We made three. That's one for each of us, which was...
That's it.
If there was four, we'd be fighting over it. I'm sure we would.
With Fadley's coming down the street here in about 18 months, we're going to have a little crab cake competition.
Where are they coming? How far away?
Right, you can see the building right there.
Gold building. Absolutely. I am Nestor. Don Moeller is here. We're Baltimore Positive at WNST.net. Back for more in segment two with Ted Venatoulis, former Baltimore County Executive and good American, right after this.